Now I'm going to move on from here into something also that is very important. Now, having presented to these people what God requires, he's going to show them now how far they've fallen short of it. And this will be the reason that God will judge them, because of their willful and continual sinning, God's going to judge them. Now, will you listen to this? Verse 9, the Lord's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? Now, we've seen that Micah has been directing his prophecies largely to the urban areas, to the cities. His writing reveals that he actually is a very sophisticated writer, that he was in the know. He belonged to the upper echelon. Now, he's in contrast to Amos. Amos said, "Why, I'm no prophet. Why, I'm just a gatherer of sycamore fruit. I'm a farmhand. I'm a country boy. I've just come to town. I'm wearing yellow shoes." But he happened to be God's man also. But Micah now is different. And you notice he is crying to the city. The Lord's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? Now the rod is for judgment. We read back in the second Psalm, he shall break them with a rod of iron, dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. The rod represents the judgment of God. Now that judgment is coming upon this nation. And the man of wisdom, that is the man in that day who believed God, who would listen, would recognize that judgment was coming upon the nation, and he would act accordingly, that the voice of God is lifted, and he speaks forth in judgment, and the man is a wise man who sees the dealings of God that will reveal his righteous character, as well as the fact that he is long-suffering, and he's patient, and he pardons iniquity, but also that he punishes. And that rod is the authority and the badge of that authority, that he is the judge who will judge. Now, let's move on here, because we see now here at verse 9 of chapter 6, the Lord's voice crieth unto the city, the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and the scant measure that is abominable? In other words, there was still sin in the nation. And now he's going to reveal these sins specifically. He's going to spell them out, what they were.